Healthy home standards, insulation standard, the standard. The minimum level of ceiling and underfloor insulation must either meet the 2008 building code or, for existing ceiling insulation, have a minimum thickness of 120 millimetres. Many rental homes do not have adequate insulation to retain heat and are more likely to be cold and damp. Insulation minimises heat loss from homes, making them easier and cheaper to keep warm and dry and healthier to live in. Insulation requirements. New ceiling and underfloor insulation must meet the 2008 building code insulation standard. Existing ceiling insulation must be at least 120 millimetres thick and in reasonable condition. This new standard aligns with research from the University of Otago, which shows that topping up insulation less than 120 millimetres results in noticeable health benefits. Insulation exception. The standard does not require further work from landlords who have installed insulation to meet existing 2016 insulation requirements, which remain in force, including the July 1st, 2019 deadline. The Healthy Homes Installation Standard affects a group of rental homes that were not required to retrofit installation under the 2016 requirements. These homes have approximately 70 to 120 millimetres of ceiling installation currently. Compliance. Landlords still need to comply with the 2016 installation requirements by 1st July 2019. Ventilation Standards. The standard. Ventilation must include openable windows in the living room, dining room, kitchen and bedrooms. Also an appropriately sized extractor fans in rooms with a bath or a shower or indoor cooktop. Ventilation to prevent mould. Mould is strongly linked to poor health outcomes such as respiratory illness, worsening asthma. Mould also damages walls, ceilings and floors and can damage a tenant's possessions. The presence of dampness and mould is a particular problem in areas where it tends to be high moisture activities, such as showering or cooking. A study by the BRANZ shows that New Zealand rental homes have visible mould at greater levels than owner-occupied homes, particularly in bathrooms and kitchens. Industry recommendations. BRANZ recommends opening the windows for 10 to 15 minutes to provide sufficient ventilation after showering or cooking, but we know that it's not always possible or effective to do so for reasons such as security concerns or the weather. Types of ventilation. Mechanical ventilation such as extractor fans or range hoods are easy to use and noticeably improve the ventilation in the home, reducing the instance of mould forming. The proposed standard would require all bathrooms and kitchens to have mechanical extract ventilation in addition to opening windows in habitable rooms. Moisture ingress and damage standard and drainage standard. The standard. Landlords must ensure efficient drainage and guttering downpipes and drains. If a rental property has an enclosed subfloor, it must have a ground moisture barrier. It must have a ground moisture barrier if it's possible to install one. Moisture. Moisture can also enter a home from the outside, such as by rising damp or water pooling up and around the house through leaks in the drains. Many rental homes are not sufficiently protected from rising moisture in the subfloor or leaking drains. Drainage and guttering. The standard ensures adequate protection for rental homes by requiring efficient drainage and guttering as required by the housing improvement regulations and ground moisture barriers in all rental homes with an enclosed subfloor space. Ground moisture barriers. Ground moisture barriers are effective and low-cost retrofit option for addressing what can be the largest source of moisture entering the home from the outside. Ground moisture barriers would be required regardless of existing subfloor vents, and these homes are still likely to experience the benefit. This approach creates a simple and easy enforceable standard. Draft stopping standard. The standard. Landlords must stop unnecessary gaps and holes in the ceilings, walls, floors or doors that cause noticeable drafts. All unused chimneys and fireplaces must be blocked. Drafts. Drafts make it hard and expensive for tenants to heat their home and can limit the benefits of improved insulation and heating. Fixing drafts can be relatively simple and a low-cost measure to keep rental homes warm and dry. Guidance for landlords. Clear guidance will be available for draft stopping standards on landlords' responsibility to stop any unnecessary gaps and holes, walls, ceilings and floors and doors that cause noticeable drafts, and to block unused fireplaces and chimneys. The guidance will clearly detail reasonable thresholds for drafts and how to stop common drafts so landlords and tenants can be confident of the obligations and measures taken. Compliance with the standards. Compliance timeframes. Compliance with the standards are July 1st, 2021. From this date, private landlords must ensure their rental properties comply with their healthy home standards within 90 days of any new tenancy. July 1st of July 2021. All boarding houses must comply with the healthy home standards. July 1st of July 2023. All housing New Zealand homes and registered community housing providers must comply with the healthy home standards. July 1st, 2024. All rental homes must comply with the healthy home standards. Demand on industry captivity. Considering the likely level of demand on industry captivity and the ability of landlords to budget and plan for the implementation of the standards, private landlords must comply with the standard within 90 days of entering any new or varied tenancy agreements from July 2021, or with all homes compliant by 1st of July 2024. Timeframes for existing installation requirements. Compliance timeframes for existing 2016 installation requirements remain in place. Homes with no insulation or less than 70 mils of insulation need to install top-up insulation by the 1st of July 2019. Compliance with the standards. Under the Residential Tenancies Act, landlords are responsible for ensuring their rental properties are in a reasonable state of repair. Compliance with the healthy home standards will be the responsibility of the property owner, and standards don't place any obligations on tenants. MBIE's Tenancy Services Compliance and Investigation Team will be able to inspect properties to ensure compliance with these standards. The team's expanding captivity will enable them to undertake 2,000 risk-based interventions every year. Landlords that fail to comply with the healthy home standards may be liable for a financial penalty. Resolving disputes. If a tenant believes their landlord hasn't complied with the standards, they should first approach the landlord. If the issue is not resolved, the tenant can apply to the Tenancy Tribunal for mediation and or hearing. The Tenancy Tribunal has the ability to order a landlord to undertake the work and impose a financial penalty of up to $4,000 that is normally payable to the tenant. And a landlord can't evict a tenant for raising issues about the standard of the rental property. Mediation is an opportunity for both parties, with the assistance of a skilled mediator, to come to an agreement and resolve the issue. MBIE can also investigate suspected non-compliance and take cases to the Tenancy Tribunal when a tenant has not complained. In serious cases, a tenant may ask MBIE's Tenancy Services Compliance and Investigation Team to investigate.